We began yesterday, Sugya B'daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. Last Sunday we discussed the concept of Tochel Dibur, the Dibur Domus. And in our Sugya, we introduced a topic called Choyze V'toyin. Now it's very important from the very outset of the Sugya to note that we're talking about a situation where clearly the halacha is that we're talking about after Tokere Dibor. If it's within Tokere Dibor, there's really nothing to discuss. Of course, it could be Chosevok. So our whole sugya of Chosevitoyin, this sugya, this topic of Chosevitoyin, we are suggesting is definitely after Tokere Dibor. Chosevitoyin, Achare, Toch, Kedei Dibor. There's no doubt about that. Otherwise, there's nothing really to pilpul about. Because the truth of the matter is that all statements you have the ability to be chosebo, tokene dibor, kedibor dummy, with the exception of what we said. What were the four areas we said? There were four areas we said you don't have the ability to be chosebo. What did you say? Gittin, Kedushin, Giduf, and Avodah Zarah. Very good, no. Okay? But obviously, if it's within tokene dibor, you have the ability to retract. So we're not talking about Tokere Dibor, but rather we're talking about after Tokere Dibor, do you have the ability to retract? So that's very important from the very outset of the Gemara. Okay. So we learned yesterday that we paskin miku b'mokam edim is lo amrinin, and therefore the fellow who claims that it's his father's with a migu that he could have said, he bought it directly from who? From the ma'arir, loses. Because miku b'mokam edim means, what is migu? You have claim A with a migu that you could have said what? Claim B, and claim A is against Adim. Claim A was that it's your father's, and the other guy has Adim, the Meir has Adim, that it was his father's. Obviously, migu b'mokam edim, you lose. Here, we got that clear. We discussed that at great length, what the svara would be migu from to beat out Adim. But we paskin, of course, migu b'mokam edim lo amrinin, no doubt about that. And the truth of the matter is that you must internalize that the migu is b'mokam edim, that the first claim is against edim. You have one claim, could have made a second claim, the first claim is against edim. Mele doesn't allow the migu to be forceful enough to beat out the edim. Says the Gemara, let's say the guy makes an about face. Let's see the Gemara inside. Hadar Amar, Yichiyu, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Hadar Amar, go ahead. Let's go. Hadar Amar. Six lines from the top of the Gemara. Go ahead. Hadar Amar Le, what happens if he what recants? Go ahead. Yes, it really was yours. It really was your father's. Vizavanta Minach. Okay? Now we have in the Gershom Minach. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Gershom have Minach. I bought it directly from what? From you. Meaning the sons bought it from what? Each other. The Rashbam has the Gershom Mimenu, that the squatter bought it from the Ma'ar's father. There's no really different nafkamina, just a nafkamina girsim shot in the Gemara. Okay? But I want you to note that. Okay? So he basically recants and says, no, that's what I meant. Go ahead, what's the din? And the reason why I said it was my father's, I felt so secure and so positive that I bought it, that it's like my father's. Okay? That brings us to the topic. Go ahead, Yechiel. Oh, excellent. That brings us to the topic of Choyzer V'Toyin or not. Acharei Tokeni Dibor. Go ahead. Nardoy Amre. I'm sorry, he's in Ula. Go ahead, Ula Amar. Ula says no problem. Ula says Choyzer V'Toyin. Go ahead. Nardo Yamre, lo choser v'toyin. Excellent. Go ahead. But Ula is moide, where you say shal avoisi, right? V'lo shal avosecha, that the din is eno toyin v'choser v'toyin. Why? Because what did you say there? Let's get this down. The machloikis is only, I want you to categorize it. The machloikis is when you're mefaresh, when your second statement is to elaborate or elucidate The first statement, can you do that or can you not? Machlokes ulanar doin. However, if you want to contradict soter, if you want to soter, everyone holds eino chozer v'toin. And how are you being soter? Because you explicitly said what, Yechiel? It's mine and my father's and not your father's. And then you go ahead and retract and say what? You want to retract and say that? Forget about it. You want to retract and say that it really was what? Really was your father's, right? And you bought it? That's not acceptable, okay? That is absolutely not acceptable, okay? It's not acceptable at all because that is soter. It is oker legamri, okay? Even though we believe him to say that's in the case where you're being mefarish, but here you're being soter as dvarif. Read that Rashba, Mamode Ula. Go ahead. That was in the first case, right? Where you elucidate. Go ahead. But if you make that claim explicitly, it wasn't your father's. Go ahead. So he paskins like Ula. Okay? We didn't mention in Shir yesterday. How did you know that there was only a Havamina that Mikubo Bakamanim? Lo Amrinin? What did the Rashbam say? Because he said what? Amarle. He didn't say what? What did he say? He said Amarle Abaye. He didn't say Abaye Omar. See, Abaye Omar would be that there was a Machlekes. Rabba against Abaye. Abaye Omar. Abaye Omar always means he's coming to be Cholek. But if you say Amarle Abaye, they were talking about topic. And the Talmud was saying the Rebbe. Rebbe, don't you think it's like this? And the Rebbe says, you're right. That was the diuk of the Rashbam before. Now the Rashbam says, in our sugya, that we paskin like Ula. We paskin like Ula halacha l'maisa. We paskin like Ula. But we paskin like Ula, Ula's maskin, when you're so tear, ain't no closer, the dvar. Because what did you say, Yechiel? I said explicitly it was my father's and not yours. And then you turn around and say, no, I really bought it from what? Your father. The only reason why I said it was my father because they wanted to make it secure. Come on. That's a steer. Victor, go ahead. Back to the Gemara. The Hecha. Go ahead. What's that mean now? Another case for Ula's Moda. What's the other case for Ula's Moda? Where what? Where you were standing in Beis Din, you didn't make a claim, you go outside, and you make a claim, right? V'asami broi v'ton, eino chozer v'toin. So what did you do? You were standing in Beis Din, and you made claim A. And you didn't make the claim B. You went outside, and then you come back in, and what? Presumably you come back in, you make another claim, you're not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? So a lot of guys ask me, what does aglare mean? Doesn't mean finish. It means you're going to learn from your chaverim how to lie. All of a sudden it dawned upon you what tiny you should say. That's what agmarim means, you learn. So I'm going to write that as a separate category. If you're yotze b'chutz, eino chozer v'toin. Okay, does everyone got that? Go ahead. Yeah, Ariel, real quick.
This what I learned from his friends is away from the farsh or away from the soter.
I don't care. Doesn't make a difference. Once you step out of Beis Din, it's unacceptable.
But potentially, it would have to come.
You tell me. Ula said if it's mefaresh, you can. But he's moda that if you stepped out of Beis Din, we don't think your elucidation is what? Is emistic. Because you might meet a friend who's a Talmud Chacham, and he'll tell you, oh, why don't you make the elucidation statement? So even the elucidation is not acceptable. Okay, I'm glad he asked me that. Go ahead. Is everyone chap when the Ariel said? The elucidation is fine if you're in Beis Din. Once you go out of Beis Din, one of your chaverim told it to you. So it's not acceptable. Go ahead. And what is Nardai Mode? That if what? If you say Abu Sai, Lachua, go ahead. That your father's bought from my father's? My father's bought from yours, Chozer V'toyin. Okay? Why is that okay? Let's write it down. Third category. Mosif. When you're Mosif, when you add on, and that's what he was doing. He said, Avosi. Now, what did Avosi mean? That my father's bought from your father's. So even in this case, Narada, who says Mefarish is bad, Mosif is what is good. Kuliyama is Choser, the towing. These are the three categories in the Gemara itself. Conceptually, how you chazer over the Gemara. Okay? 1 second, Yechiel. I want to add on one more thing. There's a higher madrega than this. Ovidinish. What is Ovidinish? What did Rava say? I think Zevi asked. Who else asked me to say it? Ovidinish. If you say generic years, what did Rava say? It meant 7 years. Didn't mean three. And the Rabbeinu said what? Not the Rabbeinu, but the Ritva Ranuki Yosef said, even if you say three, it meant seven. That's even more than Mosif. That's like Ovidinish. People shoot the breeze, and that's what they mean. So you follow me? It's even more than Mosif. Mosif, everyone would be supposed to be talking. Ovidinish is kind of like even a higher Madrega. I don't know what English word I was looking, trying to think of an English word. It's better than Mosif. It's like, I don't know. Reinterpretation, I don't want to say that. That's like more Mefarish. It's like Ovidinish. There's no other word I can think of. Ovidinish. It's Ovidinish. That's what it is. Okay? And people shoot the breeze. That's what he meant. Wasn't like two statements. You translate the word three or years as being seven in the previous sukkah.
That's yes, Choser?
Yes, for sure. Ovidinish. Ovidinish, for sure, Choser, right? No, you know that from the Gemara, right? That's the previous Gemara. Yechiel, what was your kasha?
Not really.
It's a good question, but you tell me why not. Because I'm saying Avosai, really what? Bought it from what?
From your father.
Right, bought it from your father. When you do Mefarish, what are you doing? What are you doing with Mefarish? That's the Gemara. The Gemara said, I said Avosai. Avosai meant, really what? Really it was your father's, I bought it from him, but I meant Avosai, I'm being Mefarish, that meant I'm being secure. That's a little bit more flimsier. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, Yechiel's making a good point. You've got to ask yourself. We didn't bring that out. In the first category where they're arguing, I mean, you're really standing on your head and saying, oh, when I met with my father's, I mean, it was as secure as my father's. That's a little bit of a pshatl, no? But Ula buys it, Nardal doesn't. Here, this is not such a pshatl. You're saying, Avosai, my father's bought it from your father's. That's Mosif. Okay? Go ahead, fight to the Gemara. No, new case. The Heicha, go ahead. The Heicha again, go ahead. And where what? Where you're speaking outside, Beis Din. Go ahead. The Lotan, V'asal Beis Din, and you come to Beis Din. Oh, in that case, it's fine. Why? Yeah, I mean, we don't care what you say outside on the street. A lot of times guys say things on the street are meaningless. For sure you're going to say things that are meaningless. You don't want to tell over your other litigant who you're fighting what you're going to say in Beis Din. He'll be ready for it. He'll be prepared. It's like Lavdov does. You have a case, two lawyers don't discuss the two opposing lawyers. You're not going to discuss that. Of course not. So whatever he says, he's not going to, what is the lashon of the Gemara? He's not going to what? He's not going to reveal. Right? His taina el beidina. So we ignore his first claim. And in this claim, this is number two. Started out chutza, the achar kach lebeizdin, halach lebeizdin, chozer v'toin. In that case, it's chozer v'toin. Okay? So how many cases do we have these outside cases? Yotze b'chutz, eno chozer v'toin, chutza v'achar kach, halach lebeizdin, chozer v'toin. Go ahead. Ana Nardoin, Ana. I am from the camp of Nardo. I'm from Nardo. Go ahead. And I, despite that whole like Ula, Choser V'Toin, go ahead. Oh, excellent. This is the way we paskin Ladin. Fascinating topic, Choser V'Toin. The Choser. Okay? Fine. Let's begin now with the small Tosfos. Okay? Go ahead, Yechiel. Amoda Nardo. Kule, yeah, go ahead. We got the suffix of the re? Philip? What's the suffix of the re? What do we got? Nardoi said that we're your Mosif. Everyone agrees closer to Toin. Yes, Ariel? We're your Mosif. Everyone agrees closer to Toin. Says the re. How far do we take that? How far do we take this? If he goes outside Beis Din, if he goes outside Beis Din and comes back in and dawned upon him this Hosafa, would we allow that? Seth, you follow me? Suffolk of the re. Do we allow that, that concept of Hosafa? We love it so much. We love it so much that we'll allow even you to go outside of Beis Din and come back in and be okay? Mesapke of the re. It's screaming for a beer below this. We can't just translate it. The re is questions. What is the din? I mean, what's the lumdus here? Mesapkele re. Oh. So we have to put our lumdus caps. Right, not on the rally caps. I'm sorry, those Yankee fans, right? It's not to be. But whatever the case might be, right? Lav de lel vadolis, what's the lumdus here? In the suffix of the re. Okay? Oh. So Yossi, you were hinting to this, I think, in Seder. Okay? I think you were hinting to this. Let's look at Ula. Tell me why Ula is Moda. What case was Ula Moda in Yechiel? When you go what? Yotze b'chutz l'beis din, you're not able to come back and be mefarish. Yes? Didn't we say that? Okay. Now let me ask you. What is the reason for that din of Ula? Please get it down. Is it because of Tartalareyasar that there are two negatives? Or is it because of Chadalareyasar? Or is it because there is one negative? What are the two negatives? The two negatives are number one, Chutz Lebezdin. We're afraid your friend gives you a suggestion that's not honest. And number two is that it's mefarish. So you follow what I'm saying? So Ula maybe holds that if you have Tarta Lareyasa, then I don't accept Chozer V'Toin. Only if it was only mefarish on its own and he's staying in Beis Din, then he's willing to say Chozer V'Toin. But if it's two big problems, then forget about Amoda and Chozer V'Toin. Or does Ula say the problem of Chutz L'Beis Din is insurmountable? It's such a bad thing, I cannot what? Trumpet. You follow me, Sviyakov? It's such a bad thing, Chutz L'Beis Din, that what? It cancels everything. Does everyone get this? Meaning the suffix of the re is how to learn up Ula. Yechiel, finish it up. So how does that plug back into Nardoi? Nardoi is masking, if you're Mosif, it's what? It's good, closing the toying. And he says, is it so good that even you're allowed to go out of Beis Din and come back in? So plug it in for me. If the chisaron is what? Chutz l'beis din in Ula, then it'll be a chisaron what? Also here. But if you say the chisaron is what? Tarta l'reisa, you only have one. Meaning chutz l'beis din, because here it's mosiv gishmak. Does everyone cop it? Shmuel, you got it? I'm going to say it again. Nachamo. The suffix of the re is on the case of Nardoi. Nardoi said, if you're Mosif, I agree to Ula Chozer V'Toin. And being Mosif is saying, your father bought Mamai for my father. Okay. Re has a suffix. Is this case going to be good? Re is Mistapik. The re is a suffix. What will be the din? Be what? Yatsa Chutz L'Beis Din in a case of Mosif. Will it still be good or not? That depends, writes the Nachlas Moshe, on how you learn up why Ula said in the case of Yotzim Chutz L'Beis Din by Mefaresh that it's bad. Why is that? Why is that? Is that because of there are two negatives? Because you went outside of Beis Din and you're being Mefaresh? And you'll tell me, Rebbe, if Mefaresh is a negative, but if it's the only negative, Ula says that's fine. But if it's combined with another negative, then it's bad. Or do you say the chisaron of Yichotze Chutz L'Beis Din is because why you went Chutz L'Beis Din? Chutz L'Beis Din is an insurmountable, isn't that how you pronounce it? Insurmountable? right? It's so bad, you can't trump it, you can't win. It destroys you. So if you learn like number one, you plug it back into here, then this case only has one chisaron of Yatzei Chutz LeBeis Din. So it'll be good, because this was a case of Mosif. You don't have the other first. But if you learn the pshat in Ulu was Charal Reisa, that it's Chutz LeBeis Din, then that you cannot what? You cannot get out of. It's too bad of a chisaron. And therefore, in this case, even it won't be acceptable. Ariel, you got it? This is the longest. That's the suffix of the read. El, you got it? This is the pshat, the suffix of the read. You got it, Chlorkite? Okay. Oh. Now, we must ask as follows. This pshat, let's go to the Agos Ashri and the Rosh. Everyone take a look at the Rosh and the Agos Ashri. Take a look inside the Agos Ashri and the Rosh. Okay? The Rosh in Simon Tess quotes all the dinim. He quotes all the dinim. Okay? And you see where the asterisk is in the middle of the Rosh? Go ahead, Yechiel. Okay, Simon Tess, four lines from the bottom, at least in those Vahadar. Umoda Ula. Where you are Soser, you are not allowed to be Choser V'toin. Okay? You got that Gosa? See with the Rosh? Read that one line of the Rosh. Excellent. Okay, everyone look in that Gosa Shri. Go ahead. That's only if you're contradicted with Adim. Now, in our case, were there Adim? Of course. The Ma'ar had Adim that it was his father's. Don't forget that. We can't forget that in the Gemara. The Ma'ar had Adim was his father's. So therefore, you're contradicted. Go ahead. Because again, what did you say? You said, Shalavosi v'lo shalavosecha, and then you want to what? You want to go ahead and switch that and say, no, I meant it was a secure. Well, you can't do that. You're against Adim. Aval. Liftor Atmo. Uvata mode. Haya poter Atmo. Ella. Lekuli Alma. Meor Zarua. So this opens up the door to the following topic, called Chozer Liptur Liptur. You make two claims. Your first claim pottered you. What was your first claim? First claim that it was your father's. What's the second claim? That you bought it from the guy's father, or his father bought it from his father. And you said the word avicha to make it insecure. Those are, that also claim makes you win. Ptur means makes you win. Yes? Are you able to be chozer liptur liptur? So the Agos Ashri says, yes. As long as there are no edim that contradict you. And what is the basis of chozer liptur liptur? This is after Tokhid Edibur. What is the basis, Yechiel? What's the svara that he says? What do you mean, what's the difference? These are two distinct claims that pop to you, right? What is the substantiating svara why you're able to do this? Because he says it's a migu. What's the migu? That you could have remained with the first taina. You didn't have to go with the second taina. So if I go with the second taina, why didn't Nishkefirlich? Both claims pop to me. Why shouldn't I have the ability to do that? Okay? No, it's not a migu l'migu. Again, the migu is here. That I have the ability that I could have stayed with my first claim. That's his lashon. He could have gone with the first claim. And that is what the migu is. This is what that Agos Ashri writes. Okay? It emanates from our Gemara. Because our Gemara was talking about where the first, the Ma'ar had Adim. So therefore he can't switch. But if there were no Adim, Agos Ashri, this opens the door to call Chozer Liptur Liptur. You are what? It's a migu, and you are putter. Oh, who else says this? I didn't give it to you inside, but you please take a look. I got a Kovitz Meforshim, Reb Asher bought for me, and I got Baruch Hashem, he picked it up for me. Bye, I gave him the money though. Baruch Hashem, he didn't want the money, but I insisted. Kovitz Meforshim I didn't have. And the Kovitz Meforshim, the Remigash is exactly the same Kiddush. That Chozer Leptur Leptur. Remigash. You know who the Remigash was, guys? He was the Rebbe of who? The Rambam. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam. The Remigash writes, I read you the Lashon. He says, Eino Toyein, the Chozer Daf Geichel Lohadim, and Tanaka Maisel, the Bosset Adu Sahadi, Bechishube. There are eight of them that came. By Taina Kamais, the Taimi Kar, the Havada Machos Adus and Masadi. Why do you think you were chosable? Because there are eight of them that went against you. The Kohara Be Tanais Kamis of Akar, the Taina Rishamina. Aval Hecha. Listen to this. Aval Hecha, the low Asu Adim, Bain Taim, Matsala Fuke Tanami, Ptur Liptur. Says the words. Kigon Zos, the Kigon Shomer Mitkilo, Lavisi, Lakakalatoin, Lavisi Parati. Someone says they owe money. What are two ways to get out of it? La Dam, never happened. Lo Yidvar Mil, or that I paid it back. Neman, Afa Bishamachish Dvar Rishon. Afa Gavdaliyah of Amaslo. Latana Kamais. What's an Amaslo? What's the word Amaslo mean? It's quoted in the Gemara Ksubis Achapes, an excuse. I don't even have to give an Amaslo. I don't need to give an Amaslo, right? So this is the Lashon of the Gemara. Amaslo. Amaslo. I don't have to give an excuse. I'm Chozer Miptur Liptur. Oh, Baba got with the Yoyva Masl Tanaka Masl, I got around the high Tanaka Risha. Baba got the Novik Mia Broy, look at Toyn Lay, my time, Mishum Domer Migu. The boy got Tanaka Masl Mifter. The lake is Sadi the Machashale. He got a name like Tanaka Masl, got Toyn Hach Tanaka Risha, Makabin Mifter. He says, even if you went outside, I want you to get that down and then that down. Go so she has a few yotsa bechutz. Which is interesting, no? Few yotsa bechutz. He says it beferish. I've got the nafik me abroi, the local toin law. My time is shundar amigu, because he could have stayed with the first one. So he says you're believed. And the duke is from our Gemara, because our Gemara says there were Aiden. Mashma, if there were no Aiden, then you can do this. So not only is it an agosh, a shreem, a gash, a few yots and mechutz, chosu me ptu le ptu. Block sois achoshin. Block sois achoshin. It's Simon Pei. I didn't give it to you. It's a small one. You'll look it up. I give it to you, Blinner. In Simon Pei, Sifkat and Gimel. And the Ksois asks on this Rimigash and on this Agos Ashri. And he asks the following Kashas. He asks like this. He asks the following Kashas. If we're dealing with Peshas or Migu, which is what he wrote, what we wrote on the board, then it's against the Mishnah in Ksubis. What does the Mishnah write in Ksubis? If a woman says she's married, and then she says she's divorced on Daf Chav Beis, she's believed based on what? Peshas or Peshit, excellent set. What happens if there are Adim, though, that come and say she's married? Is she believed to say she's divorced? No, David. Exactly. From this Rimigash and Agos Ashri, you get the impression that when they said Chozer Miptur Liptur, you are putter forever. Even if Aiden would come in afterwards, it's against the Mishnah. So number one kash is, it's against the Mishnah Biksubis. Number two kash is as follows. Number two kash is that there is a din. If I have a star where there was a loan, there's a big machlokes tanoi, moda bishtar shekosvu, do you have to verify it or do you not have to verify it? You heard of the topic, moda bishtar shekosvu, sarach lakaimo, ain't sarach lakaimo. Right? Lova writes the star up, the malva holds the star. Does the malva have to certify the star with kim stars or not? If you hold moda bishtar shekosvu, the lova's moda, sarach lakaimo, until I verify the star as a lender, then he could say parua with a migu of mezuyev. Remember we've read that, that's the classical migu, Arua with the Migu of Mizuyev. Arua with the Migu of Mizuyev. That's the classical Migu. That's if you hold Moda, Bishtar, Shekosvu, Sarich Lekaimel. What those words are the following, what they mean. If the Lova admits that there was a loan, still you must verify the shtar, and until you verify it, the lover can say you paid it with amigo of mezuyif. Now, also, regarding this din, the halacha is v'chein hevi moda b'shtar shkasa tzarech lakami mikimu bottle tana de parati. What happens if you verify it? No, Shmuel, what do you tell? What do you say? What happens if I bring a? I verify the shtar. Is the lova believed anymore? No. Why not? It's causing me p'tur l'p'tur, right? Now, why is the migu bottle? Oh, okay, but the truth of the matter, you're right. That's what we're asking. But they give me off the impression, Zevi, the Rimigas and the Goshi, that Chosim Pilatur is good. And its basis is based on Amigu. It must be your Plata forever. Well, what happens if they didn't come afterwards? Mishnah and Ksubis. Second Kash is Moda Bishtar Shekosu. Exactly. So how is it acceptable? Oh. So I want you to get this. The Ksos, therefore, argues. You got to get this. Like this. That Mibtur Liptur, Chozer Mibtur Liptur is under, not because of Migu, but because of what? That there was no Hodas Baldin. So if there's no Hodas Baldin, you could be Chozer from Taina 1 to Taina 2, Taina A to Taina B. Why not? The Ksos argues, I want you to get it. The Ksos says it's not based on Migu. The Ksos says, I agree, Chozer Mibtur Liptur is Pata, but it's based on Biglau Shalo Haya Hodas Baldin. There was no admission. Hodas Baldin. If there was no Hodas Baldin, you could be Choserbal. Yachol Lachzor to another Taina of Ptur. But if there are Edim that come, of course you're going to lose. If there are Edim going to come, of course you're going to lose. This is what the Ksos says. You don't need a Migu. Mi Ptur le Ptur, there's no Hodas Baldin. So that's the reason why. You don't have to be fancy and say that it's based on the rationale, that it's based on a svar of a migu. Ella, you follow me? It's based on the fact that there was no hodah. You denied that you're chayiv. So make another claim. So the ksos is masber the psak of chozer le chozer is putter. You follow me? But not, he does not agree with the svara that the agos ashri gives and the rimigash give based on migu. He says just it was void from a hodah. So why can't you switch from one to another? And that's what the Ksos one says has nothing to do with what? With Migu. Yes, Zach?
No, Gosha, she also has a line there that says he's a Shalo Hodu L'chayiv Atzma.
You're right, but in the end he doesn't say that. You're right.
It's part of it. It seems to be part of what he's saying.
Shall be shown Lo Hodu L'chayiv Atzma. Okay, you're right. I hear you. It's a good point. Zach's making an excellent point. Then in the beginning of the Gosha Shri, he says there was no Hodah. But the end piece is where he says, Yachol Lach Zolaton, the Kaibash is the Migu. Okay? The Kaibash is certainly the Migu. And the Rimigash actually says that. I don't think he mentioned what you said, that there was no Hodah. He says always the word of Migu. You follow me? And it, to be true, to be, if I'm not mistaken, to be completely intellectually honest, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Ksos only quotes the Rimigash. He doesn't quote the Gosha Shri. So he was working that, but it's a very excellent point you bring up. Very excellent. Zach is bringing up the Gosha Shri has both svaras, but I still think the Iker is within Migu. Okay, but the Rimigash certainly holds Migu. So has everyone got this? The Ksos agrees with the Zach, but it's based on Hodah. So based on the fact you have no Hodah, but if Adim come later, you're going to lose.
Does that answer the second question?
It answers both questions because whenever you have Adim, Yossi, you lose. So if there are Adim that came and verified the star, you lose. You can't argue with Aiden. Okay. So what's the pshat in the Rimigash? Boah notes. The notes. Baruch Hashem, I got that. I got this Otzer Meforshim. Baruch Hashem. The notes on the bottom. You know who wrote these notes? It's a great Rosh Yeshiva of... the great Rosh Yeshiva. Is it a Yeshiva a Negev? I forgot the Yeshiva. His name is... Rav Shapira. It's a Rosh Yeshiva of one of the yeshivas in the south. Oh, Ber Yankiv. Yeah, I forgot. Yeshiva's Ber Yankiv. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira. You know, they're great. Rav Moshe Shapira in Yerushalayim is also a great one. There's another Rav Moshe Shapira also in the Rosh Yeshiva Ber Yaakov. What'd you say? And in the library, who spoke about Birkas Kama, another great point. You have to always tell him it.
Simon also told him.
Oh, okay. Ramosha Shapir in the library is a great Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chaver of mine. Tremendous. If you ever need help with things, please, you should ask him. He's last year he gave a shir to us on Birkas Chama. If you remember, Birkas Chama. It's a beautiful shir. So, the Chiddush is, right there, like the how many, three Ramosha Shapirs, right? Unbelievable. I say to Reb Osher, there are three Reb Oshers. He told you this? You heard me say it. Reb Osher Arieli, Reb Osher Weiss, and Reb Osher, what's his last name? Reb Osher Leshen. Reb Osher Leshen. Okay. Oh. So listen to this. Okay. The notes in the bottom of the Rimigash says as follows. Interesting Chiddush. Beautiful Chiddush. I want to just point out to you the Meiri in the beginning of the second Perek of Ksubis quotes a Machloikis. I want you to get this. Whether the Migu will win even after Adam come. Okay? Whether the Migu will win even after Adam come. You got what I'm saying? I don't know how he's going to be Masbah the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to see. But please get this down. The Meiri has an Atherish Machloikis Rishonim. We ask if Adam come, the Migu's not acceptable. Yes? The Meiri quotes 2 days in Rishonim. Maybe the Migu still will win. Which is a bit kiddish. What do you do with the Mishnah, right? How can you do with the Mishnah? Please get that down. The Meiri quotes 2 days in the beginning of the second verse, Subs and Rishonim, whether the Migu will beat out Adam if Adam come after us. How could that be? It's against the Mishnah. We'll have to see. But let's first be Masber, the Rimigash, and the Agosha Shri. If it's based on Migu, what do you say? If it's based on Migu, how could this be? How could it beat out Adam later? Teretz is like this. The notes, Rav Shapira says in the notes the following. When the Rimigash and the Gosha Shri say the word Migu, it does not mean classical Migu. What it means is that you have a stira between the two tainas. You made one taina of Ptur, you made another taina of Ptur, but they're different. They're different. And therefore, because they're different, it bothers us. I mean, make your decision why you think you're punter. Is it because of A or is it B? Is it one or is it two? So what this Migu does is as follows. This Migu is not a classical Migu where we said, you don't need the second Taina. I can rely on the first Taina, right? The Migu says, oh, I have a what? I made claim A, but I could have made a better claim B. So therefore, I'm substantiating claim A. No. What it does is as follows. Even if Adam come later, and they say what? What did she say? She was married, then she's divorced, and then Adam come and say what? She's married. Yes? Adam come and say she's married. Right? This fellow, you say there's chozer l'ptur. What about in our case? Talk about it in our case. What did he say? First he said, avosi. Yes? First he said avosi. And then he said what? No, first he said avosi, velo what? Velo shel avosecha. That was his first claim. Then he switches and says, no, I meant to say it was my father's because it was secure to me. I bought it, right? That's chozer l'ptur. There were no Adam. What happens if the Adam come after that second claim and say it was what? It was our father's? So what does that do? So what that does is as follows. That might destroy... What might that destroy? That might destroy Taina A, but Taina B stands on its own. See, it's not a classical Migu. All the Migu does is that I'm not bothered by the contradiction from one claim to the next. They both get me out of it. And therefore, if Adam come and destroy the second claim, if Adam come and destroy the first claim, or destroy, actually in this case, they're destroying what? They're destroying, because what was his first claim? Avosi, and then Avosi v'lo shel avosecha. And then the second claim is no, that it was your father's, but I bought it and it was secure as my father's. Right? That's a real stark contradiction. Adam come and say, what do Adam come and say? That Adam come and say that it was his father's. That destroys the first claim. That might destroy the first claim. Adam, Horace, Taina Rishona, the Adam come and destroy a Taina Rishona, Achain, Taina, bless you, Taina Shnia, is Nishar. And therefore, that's why you'll still win. Now we'll get to Yossi Bez Hashem, how to answer the kashas, but I want you to understand it's a different beer what the migu is. It's not a classical migu. If it's a classical migu, then you get stuck with what Zevi said. It's migu b'makom eidim. What do you mean you could have what? The whole strength of making your second claim is because I could have stuck with the first claim. What do you mean you could have stuck with the first claim? The first claim is against what? It's against eidim. So the answer is no. Here when he uses the word migu, it's not a classical migu. It's a migu that I'm not bothered by the stira between the two claims. But in the event Aiden will come and destroy my first claim, I still have my second claim on my own. And therefore that'll win. That's the lumdus of what Rav Shapir is of. Shlit. The Rosh Yeshiva of Bir Yankiv. Does everyone chop this? It's not a classical migu. Okay? It's like it's a migu. When we wrote it, we thought it was a classical migu. It's not a class. I'm going to write it down. The migu, yatsil, or poter, which means solves, ba'aya, the problem, shall stira, bein hatainis. That's all the migu is. The migu is not the classical migu that gives you nemunis that I could have made a better lie, therefore believe me in the first lie. Everyone got this chlor? Oh. Now, what do you do with the two kashas, like Yossi said? What do you do with the two kashas? The Mishnah says Beferish that the Edom win. What's the answer? So the answer might be as follows, okay? Please get it. There is a Shita Mekubetzis in Ksubis and Dafchov Gimel. This is the notes in the Ksos HaChoshen from Rav Dermatrovsky Shlita, who wrote the notes called the Minui Choshen. Okay, I believe Rav Dimitrovsky wrote the notes. Okay? He quotes that there's a Machloikis, the Shittim Gubetzis, Machloikis between the Hashloma and the Rav HaMe'ili. Hashloma, these are Rishonim. Hashloma and the Rav HaMe'ili. HaRav HaMe'ili. They argue in the following case. When did the Edom come? When did the Edom come? So it's interesting. It could very well be. He writes, "Im yavo achach Edom gam kein lo yispat la migu." Rav Meili cholek as v'sfildim achakach bo Edom eino neman ayin sham. So it could very well be that what that we can answer this Mishnah in Ksubis and say as follows: that when did the Mishnah say that the Edom win, Yossi? When did the Mishnah say that the Edom win? That's when the Edom came first, before she said she was married and then a grusha. That's when she's not believed, if the Edom came first. But if she came first and then the Edom came, then maybe your taka believed. That's a machlokes between the Hashlom and the Rav Meili. Okay? He says, Beferish, Shu neman yavo achar kach Edom gam kein lo yispat lo amigu. Okay? That's the shita of the Hashlom. The Hashlomah says, Edom lifnechein, lifnei Aisha, as Aisha eino neman. Now you write in your notes the rest, okay, because we don't have time. The rest is, obviously, if the Edom come after the Aisha, we'll just write, Achein, Edom, Boim, right? Edom mei, Achar, Aisha, Aisha Neman. We got it? That's what Tashlo says. And the Rav Meili says, no. Ain't no Neman in both cases. So you could get out of that, Yossi, by saying, don't ask me a kasha on the Agos Ashri. That when they say, in the Rimigas, Chosun, Lutur, Migu, Master, they're part of forever, even if Adam come afterwards, what's the answer, Zevi? The Mishra's talking about where the Adam came what? Before. But if Adam come afterwards, your Migu will stick. Oh. One sec, Zach. How do you get out of Mor Mishrasha Kosvu? So the next note points out from Rabbi Chonon Vasserman, the Kobet Shiurim, let's get it, that there's a big difference between a Migu and a Peshasser. When do we say, Daniel, when do we say that Aiden win against a Peshasser? She says she's married, then she's divorced. That's a Peshasser. But Malcolm Aiden Peshasser loses. But a migu is different than a peshasser. Peshasser means you didn't have to open your mouth. Why'd you open your mouth? That you're married. Then you say you're divorced. She didn't have to open her mouth to say she was married. As far as we know, she wasn't married. She opens her mouth, she causes problems now. She says she's married. She can't marry anyone else. How do we save that? We say she's a grusha. She says she's a grusha. She's the one who caused the problems by saying what? Eish ishish, right? Pes chasa pes shit. A migu, though, you have to say the first claim. Migu is different. So I want you to get that. Those two cases, Yossi, when you're Mekayim the Shtar and the Mishnah Ksubis, those are Pesh Yasser cases. Pesh Yasser. It's a Pesh Yasser Upeh Shehitter. When you deal with a Pesh Yasser Pesh Shehitter, then Adam come afterwards, Adam destroy it. Adam always beat out a Pesh Yasser. But a Migu, it's possible to say, Zevi, that a Migu still would be successful. A Migu would still be successful. Okay? And therefore, that it would be stick even if Adam came afterwards. So I want you to get that down. Migu, Chosel of Turtle Tur is based on a Migu. Even if Adam come afterwards, you still have your strength of Mali Lashakar. It's not a classical Migu B'makam Adam, Zevi. Migu B'makam Adam is our case. The Ma'ar had Adam that was his father's. You made claim A that what? That it was your father's, and then you bought it from him. Claim A is against the Adam. This is you made your claim, Chosel Mipul Tur, and then Adam came afterwards, right? So it's different. You follow me? They didn't come afterwards. So this is what we want to say. We can dochen the two rayas, Rabbi Chanan says. Pesha Usser against Adam is bad. Pesha Usser b'makom Adam. Lo what? Lo Amrinin. But I'm not going to write Migu b'makom Adam, Zev. It's not a Migu b'makom Adam. Migu, I'm going to write. The Acher Kach bo Adam. Migu Acher Kach bo Adam. Then I'm going to say Neman. That I'm going to say is good. Okay? That I'm going to say is good. So that's a way you could get out of both kashas that the Ksos asked on the Rimigash and on the what? The Hagos Shashri. Okay?
Has it asked the same question?
On the Hagos Shashri. Yeah, give me, can I have your, thank you. Okay. Okay, we got it? Does everyone got that, Chlor? Thank you. Okay? All right. 212 it says. Not too old, okay? All right. What, Theo, go ahead. Yes.
When you say the last statement that you have Migo and then Adam, does that mean our specific type of Migo or is it regular Migo also?
Say again.
When you say that
Migo... No. Let's listen up to Theo's kasha. The last thing that we just said, the last mahalach, was assuming it's a classical Migo. That beer that we said in it's a good point. We're saying two different terutzim. See, again, Nachum, I want you to get this. Chozer mi p'tur l'p'tur is potter according to the Rimigash and who else? The Rimigash. I ask you why. Why is chozer mi p'tur l'p'tur potter? Why? The Gos Hashri and the Rimigash said beferish migu, right? The Ksos said migu, it's against the Mishnah in Ksubis, it's against Motiv Shtar Shekos with Sarach Lekaimu, yes? Because of that, the Ksos says, I agree with your psak that Ptur l'ptur is potter, but because of why? Because there's no hodas baldin. Therefore, you can be chozerbal. And in those two cases, obviously they're Adam. So you can't switch. Okay? Oh. So Rav Shapira said, oh, I want to answer the kashas of the Ksos. How am I going to answer the kashas of the Ksos? I'll answer the kashas of the Ksos by saying it's not a classical miku. There's a contradiction between Taina 1 and Taina 2. So how do I solve that? I solve that by saying there's a migu. But it's not a classical migu that I believe with claim 1 because I could have made claim 2. Because of that, one can suggest, once you say this pshat, and that's what he's masbir, very, very beautifully, that is why we could suggest, and that's what we said, that if Adam come later and destroy your Taina Rishona by saying that what? Your Taina Rishona was Avosi Lo Shol Asecha, and the guy has Adam that it was Avosecha. So your Taina Rishona goes up in smoke, but you still have the Taina Shnia. So since the whole point of the Migu was to solve the contradiction, my Taina Shnia will stick. Okay, but the question is, what do you do with these two Rayas? I mean, the Rayas say the favors that once Adam come, you lose. No matter how you describe your Migu, right? No matter how you describe it. The answer is that those two Makaros are Peshasser. Peshas or Makomenim, they lose out. But Migu does not. No matter how you'll say it, I mean, no matter, even if you say a classical Migu, Or you say this type of nigu, which is different, we're going to say that it sticks. That's what we're saying. You follow what I'm saying? Even a classical migu will perhaps be different, okay? He's just saying that this migu, in fact, is much more, it's much different than the classical migu. Are you basically asking me, once you say it's not a classical migu, then maybe you could be able to answer these kashas? Because these kashas are talking about a classical migu, right? And they don't work with makom eidim. So you're saying, once you say it's not a classical migu, then maybe you should answer the kasha. But the bottom line is, even it's not a classical migu, but it's a certain bonus that allows you to what? Allows you to win, right? And in these two makaros, the eidim win. Your bonus doesn't win. I don't care how you describe your bonus, as a classical migu or a migu to solve a contradiction.
But if it is a classical migu, then what's as far that if eidim come afterwards, you still have nemanis?
Because he wants to say that the pesha asur is worse, because the pesha asur is you, in a sense, got yourself in trouble. Exactly. You got yourself in trouble. You didn't have to come with the information and say you're married. We could have assumed you're single.
I understand the pesha asur is worse. It doesn't go ahead and make the migu.
But no, but it does, because migu, I had to make a certain claim, and I have two choices, and I make the lesser lie. That's a great chashivas. I could have made a much stronger lie. I understand that, but that strength still survives, because when I made the claim, the Eidim were not there. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I was saying to Zevi. In the Migu B'Makom Eidim case, the Eidim were there first, right? When I made my Migu, when I made my lesser lie, the Eidim weren't there. I didn't have to do that. So there's what to say that Svara still will remain. That's what I'm saying. You follow what I mean? So that's the Chiddush. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you could have said, once you say it's not a classical Migu, so why are you bothering me from these makaros? But the answer is that there's a bonus, and the bonus is allowing you in, and these makaros seem to apply the bonus don't win once Eidim come. The answer is that that's a pesha usher bonus. When Eidim come, it loses. When you talk about a migu, itaka will win. That's Rabbi Chanan. You see, Rabbi Chanan is assuming that maybe it is a classical migu. Rav Shapir is saying it's not a classical migu. I'm just saying, well, the only thing that I'm bothered by is, once you say it's not a classical migu, then why can't you just answer those kashas? What do you have to be worried about those rayas for? This is a different type of migu in Gansan, so you can't ask me from these two kashas. But, okay, we're giving two different terutzim. Something that we got to think about. In the notes here, he says, in another place, we slugged up the rayas. I would have just said, once you say this chiddush that it's not a classical migu, then don't ask me from those, because those are classical migus in Ksubas. Okay. So that's the mahalak that we want to say here regarding this. Now, there is later. There's two more points I wanted to get to with the Ksos and Kuf Mem Vav. Should we go to Chumash? And we'll do those two points on what? On Sunday. Let's go to Chumash. And we'll do those two points on Sunday. And on Sunday, we have to do a...